Ezekiel chapter 24. Again, in the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, write you the name of the day, even of this same day. The king of Babylon set himself against Jerusalem this same day. And utter a parable unto the rebellious house, and say unto them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Set on a pot, set it on, and also pour water into it. Gather the pieces thereof into it, even every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder, fill it with the choice bones. Take the choice of the flock, and burn also the bones under it, and make it boil well, and let them boil the bones of it therein. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, Woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece, let no lot fall upon it. For her blood is in the midst of her, she set it upon the top of a rock, she poured it not upon the ground to cover it with dust, that it might cause fury to come up to take vengeance. I have set her blood upon the top of a rock, that it should not be covered. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, Woe to the bloody city! I will even make the pile for fire great. Heap on wood, kindle the fire, consume the flesh, and spice it well, and let the bones be burned. Then set it empty upon the coals thereof, that the brass of it may be hot, and may burn, and that the filthiness of it may be molten in it, that the scum of it may be consumed. She has wearied herself with lies, and her great scum went not forth out of her. Her scum shall be in the fire. In your filthiness is lewdness, because I have purged you, and you were not purged. You shall not be purged from your filthiness any more, till I have caused my fury to rest upon you. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I repent. According to your ways and according to your doings shall they judge you, says the Lord Yahweh. Also, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from you the desire of your eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shall you mourn nor weep, neither shall your tears run down. Forbear to cry, make no mourning for the dead, bind the turban of your head upon you, and put upon your shoes on your feet, and cover not your lips, and eat not the bread of men. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded. And the people said to me, Will you not tell us what these things are to us, that you do so? Then I answered them, The word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Speak to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pities, and your sons and your daughters whom you have left shall fall by the sword. And you shall do as I have done, you shall not cover your lips nor eat the bread of men. And your turbans shall be upon your heads, and your shoes upon your feet. You shall not mourn nor weep, but you shall pine away for your iniquities, and mourn one toward another. Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign, according to all that he has done shall you do. And when this comes, you shall know that I am the Lord Yahweh. Also you, son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that whereupon they set their minds, their sons and their daughters. That he that escapes in that day shall come unto you to cause you to hear it with your ears. In that day shall your mouth be opened to him which has escaped, and you shall speak and be no more dumb, and you shall be a sign unto them, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 25. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face against the Ammonites and prophesy against them. And say unto the Ammonites, hear the word of the Lord Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, because you said, aha, against my sanctuary, when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel, when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah, when they went into captivity. Behold, therefore, I will deliver you to the men of the east for a possession, and they shall set their palaces in you, and make their dwellings in you. They shall eat your fruit, and they shall drink your milk. And I will make Rabbah a stable for camels, and the Ammonites a couching place for flocks, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, because you have clapped your hands and stamped with the feet and rejoiced in heart with all your despite against the land of Israel, behold, therefore, I will stretch out my hand upon you and will deliver you for a spoil to the heathen, and I will cut you off from the people, and I will cause you to perish out of the countries. I will destroy you, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, because that Moab and Seir do say, behold, the house of Judah is like unto all the heathen. Therefore, behold, I will open the side of Moab from the cities, and I will open the side of Moab from the cities, from his cities which are on his frontiers. The glory of the country, Beth Jeshimoth, Baal Meon, and Kiriathaim, unto the men of the east with the Ammonites, and will give them in possession, that the Ammonites may not be remembered among the nations. And I will execute judgments upon Moab, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, because that Edom has dealt against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and has greatly offended and revenged himself upon them, therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will also stretch out my hand upon Edom, and will cut off man and beast from it, and I will make it desolate from Timan, and they of Dedan shall fall by the sword. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel, and they shall do in Edom according to my anger and according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, says the Lord Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, because the Philistines have dealt by revenge and have taken vengeance with a spiteful heart to destroy it for the old hatred, therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will stretch out my hand upon the Philistines, and I will cut off the Cherethims and destroy the remnant of the sea coast. And I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebukes, and they shall know that I am Yahweh when I shall lay my vengeance upon them. Ezekiel chapter 26. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, because that Tyrus has said against Jerusalem, aha, she is broken, that was the gates of the people, she is turned unto me, I shall be replenished, now she is laid waste. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I am against you, O Tyrus, and will cause many nations to come up against you, as the sea causes his waves to come up. And they shall destroy the walls of Tyrus, and break down her towers. I will also scrape her dust from her, and make her like the top of a rock. It shall be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea. For I have spoken it, says the Lord Yahweh, and it shall become a spoil to the nations. And her daughters which are in the field shall be slain by the sword, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will bring upon Tyrus Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, a king of kings from the north, with horses and with chariots and with horsemen and companies and many people. He shall slay with the sword your daughters in the field, and he shall make a fort against you, and cast a mount against you, and lift lift up the buckler against you, and he shall set engines of war against your walls, and with his axes he shall break down your towers. By reason of the abundance of his horses, their dust shall cover you. Your walls shall shake at the noise of the horsemen, and of the wheels, and of the chariots, when he shall enter into your gates, as men enter into a city wherein is made a breach. With the hoofs of his horses shall he tread down all your streets. He shall slay your people by the sword, and your strong garrisons shall go down to the ground. And they shall make a spoil of your riches, and make a prey of your merchandise. And they shall break down your walls, and destroy your pleasant houses. And they shall lay your stones, and your timber, and your dust in the midst of the water. And I will cause the noise of your songs to cease, and the sound of your harps shall be no more heard. And I will make you like the top of a rock. You shall be a place to spread nets upon. You shall be built no more, for I, Yahweh, have spoken it, says the Lord Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh to Tyrus, shall not the isle shake at the sound of your fall, when the wounded cry, when the slaughter is made in the midst of you? Then all the princes of the sea shall come down from their thrones, and lay away their robes, and put off their embroidered garments. They shall clothe themselves with trembling. They shall sit upon the ground, and shall tremble at every moment, and be astonished at you. And they shall take up a lamentation for you, and say to you, how are you destroyed that were inhabited of seafaring men, the renowned city which was strong in the sea, she and her inhabitants, which caused their terror to be on all that haunt it? Now shall the isles tremble in the day of your fall? Yes, the isles that are in the sea shall be troubled at your departure. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, when I shall make you a desolate city, like the cities that are not inhabited, when I shall bring up the deep upon you, and great waters shall cover you, when I shall bring you down with them that descend into the pit, with the people of old time, and shall set you in the low parts of the earth, in places desolate of old, with them that go down to the pit, that you be not inhabited, and I shall set glory in the land of the living. I will make you a terror, and you shall be no more, though you will be sought for, yet shall you never be found again, says the Lord Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 27. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, now, you son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyrus, and say unto Tyrus, O you that are situated at the entry of the sea, which are a merchant of the people for many isles, thus says the Lord Yahweh, O Tyrus, you have said, I am of perfect beauty. Your borders are in the midst of the seas, your builders have perfected your beauty. They have made all your shipboards of fir trees, of senir, they have taken cedars from Lebanon to make masts for you. Of the oaks of Bashan have they made your oars, the company of the Asherites have made your benches of ivory, brought out of the isles of Chittim. Fine linen with embroidered work from Egypt was that which you spread forth to be your sail. Blue and purple from the isles of Elisha was that which covered you. The inhabitants of Zidon and Arvad were your mariners, your wise men, O Tyrus, that were in you, were your pilots. The ancients of Gabal and the wise men thereof were in you, your caulkers, all the ships of the sea with their mariners were in you to occupy your merchandise. They of Persia and of Lud and of Phut were in your army, your men of war, they hung the shield and helmet in you, they set forth your comeliness. The men of Arvad with your army were upon your walls round about, and the Gamadims were in your towers, they hung their shields upon your walls round about, they have made your beauty perfect. Tarshish was your merchant by reason of the multitude of all kind of riches, with silver, iron, tin and lead, they traded in your fairs. Javan, Tubal and Mesech, they were your merchants, they traded the persons of men and vessels of brass in your market. They of the house of Togamar traded in your fairs with horses and horsemen and mules. The men of Dedan were your merchants. Many isles were the merchandise of your hand. They bought you for a present horns of ivory and ebony. Syria was your merchant by reason of the multitude of the wares of your making. They occupied in your fairs with emeralds, purple and embroidered work, and fine linen and coral and agate. Judah and the land of Israel, they were your merchants. They traded in your market wheat of Minnith and Panag and honey and oil and balm. Damascus was your merchant in the multitude of the wares of your making, for the multitude of all riches in the wine of Helbon and white wool. Dan also and Javan going to and fro occupied in your fairs bright iron. Cassia and Calamus were in your market. Dedan was your merchant in precious clothes for chariots. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they occupied with you in lambs and rams and goats. In these were they your merchants. The merchants of Sheba and Ramah, they were your merchants. They occupied in your fairs with chief of all spices and with all precious stones and gold. Haran and Cana and Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Asher, and Chilmad were your merchants. These were your merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes and embroidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords and made of cedar, among your merchandise. The ships of Tarshish did sing of you in your market, and you were replenished and made very glorious in the midst of the seas. Your rowers have brought you into great waters. The east wind has broken you in the midst of the seas. Your riches and your fares, your merchandise, your mariners and your pilots, your caulkers and the occupiers of your merchandise, and all your men of war that are in you and in all your company which is in the midst of you, shall fall into the midst of the seas in the day of your ruin. The suburb shall shake at the sound of the cry of your pilots, and all that handle the oar, the mariners and all the pilots of the sea, shall come down from their ships. They shall stand upon the land and shall cause their voice to be heard against you, and shall cry bitterly and shall cast up dust upon their heads. They shall wallow themselves in the ashes. And they shall make themselves utterly bald for you, and gird them with sackcloth, and they shall weep for you with bitterness of heart and bitter wailing. And in their wailing they shall take up a lamentation for you, and lament over you, saying, "What city is like Tyrus, like the destroyed in the midst of the sea? When your wares went forth out of the seas, you filled many people. You did enrich the kings of the earth with the multitude of your riches and of your merchandise. In the time when you shall be broken by the seas in the depths of the waters, your merchandise and all your company in the midst of you shall fall. All the inhabitants of the isles shall be astonished at you, and their kings shall be horribly afraid. They shall be troubled in their countenance. The merchants among the people shall hiss at you. You shall be a terror, and never shall be any more." Ezekiel chapter 28. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, "Son of man, say to the prince of Tyrus, thus says the Lord Yahweh, because your heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am a god, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not God, though you set your heart as the heart of God. Behold, you are wiser than Daniel, there is no secret that they can hide from you. With your wisdom and with your understanding, you have gotten yourself riches, and have gotten gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom and by your traffic have you increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, because you have set your heart as the heart of God, Behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon you, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom, and they shall defile your brightness. They shall bring you down to the pit, and you shall die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. Will you yet say before him that slays you, I am God, but you shall be a man and no God in the hand of him that slays you? You shall die the deaths of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers, for I have spoken it, says the Lord Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say to him, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, you seal up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald and the carbuncle and gold, the workmanship of your tambourines and of your pipes was prepared in you in the day that you were created. You were the anointed cherub that covers, and I have set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created till iniquity was found in you. By the multitude of your merchandise they have filled the midst of you with violence, and you have sinned. Therefore I will cast you as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. I will cast you to the ground. I will lay you before kings that they may behold you. You have defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of you. It shall devour you, and I will bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold you. All they that know you among the people shall be astonished at you. You shall be a terror, and never shall you be any more. Again the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Zidon, and prophesy against it. And say, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, O Zidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of you, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, when I shall have executed judgments in her, and shall be sanctified in her. For I will send into her pestilence and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her, by the sword upon her on every side, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. And there shall be no more a pricking briar unto the house of Israel, nor any grieving thorn of all that are round about them that despise them, and they shall know that I am the Lord Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob. And they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yes, they shall dwell with confidence when I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them, and they shall know that I am Yahweh their God. Ezekiel chapter 29. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th day of the month, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Speak and say, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lies in the midst of his rivers, which has said, My river is my own, and I have made it for myself. But I will put hooks in your jaws, and I will cause the fish of your rivers to stick unto your scales, and I will bring you up out of the midst of your rivers, and all the fish of your rivers shall stick unto your scales. and I will leave you thrown into the wilderness, you and all the fish of your rivers. You shall fall upon the open fields. You shall not be brought together, nor gathered. I have given you for meat to the beasts of the field and to the fowls of the heaven. And all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am Yahweh, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of you by your hand, you did break and tear all their shoulders, and when they leaned upon you, you broke and made all their loins to be at a stand. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will bring a sword upon you and cut off man and beast out of you. And the land of Egypt shall be desolate and waste, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, because he has said, the river is mine, and I have made it. Behold, therefore, I am against you and against your rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate, from the Tower of Syene even to the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of beast shall pass through it, neither shall it be inhabited for 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities among the cities that are laid waste shall be desolate for 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. Yet, thus says the Lord Yahweh, at the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the people where they were scattered. And I will bring again the captivity of Egypt, and will cause them to return into the land of Pathros, into the land of their habitation, and they shall be there a base kingdom. It shall be the basest of the kingdoms, neither shall it exalt itself any more above the nations, for I will diminish them, that they shall no more rule over the nations. And it shall be no more the confidence of the house of Israel, which brings their iniquity to remembrance, when they shall look after them, but they shall know that I am the Lord Yahweh. And it came to pass in the 27th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyrus. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was peeled, yet had he no wages, nor his army for Tyrus, for the service that he had served against it. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take her multitude, and take her spoil, and take her prey, and it shall be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labour, with which he served against it, because they worked for me, says the Lord Yahweh. In that day will I cause the horn of the house of Israel to bud forth, and I will give you the opening of the mouth in the midst of them, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 30. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, howl you, alas the day, for the day is near, even the day of Yahweh is near, a cloudy day. It shall be the time of the heathen, and the sword shall come upon Egypt, and great pain shall be in Ethiopia, when the slain shall fall in Egypt, and they shall take away her multitude, and her foundation shall be broken down. Ethiopia, and Libya, and Lydia, and all the mingled people, and Chub, and the men of the land that are in league, shall fall with them by the sword. Thus says Yahweh, they also that uphold Egypt shall fall, and the pride of her power shall come down, for the Tower of Syene shall they from the Tower of Syene shall they fall in it by the sword, says the Lord Yahweh. And they shall be desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities shall be in the midst of the cities that are wasted. And they shall know that I am Yahweh, when I have set a fire in Egypt, and when all her helpers shall be destroyed. In that day shall messengers go forth from me in ships, to make the careless Ethiopians afraid, and great pain shall come upon them, as in the day of Egypt, for lo, it comes. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will also make the multitude of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon. He and his people with him, the terrible of the nations, shall be brought to destroy the land, and they shall draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with the slain. And I will make the rivers dry and sell the land into the hand of the wicked, and I will make the land waste and all that is therein by the hand of strangers. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will also destroy the idols, and I will cause their images to cease out of Noph, and there shall be no more a prince of the land of Egypt, and I will put a fear in the land of Egypt. And I will make Pathros desolate, and will set fire in Zoan, and will execute judgments in No. And I will pour my fury upon Sin, the strength of Egypt, and I will cut off the multitude of No. And I will set fire in Egypt, Sin shall have great pain, and No shall be torn apart, and Noph shall have distresses daily. The young men of Avon and Pibboseth shall fall by the sword, and these cities shall go into captivity. At Tephath-Mehes also the day shall be darkened, when I shall break there the yokes of Egypt, and the pomp of her strength shall cease in her. As for her, a cloud shall cover her, and her daughters shall go into captivity. Thus will I execute judgments in Egypt, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first month, in the 7th day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and, lo, it shall not be bound up to be healed, to put a roller to bind it, to make it strong, to hold the sword. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and will break his arms, the strong, and that which was broken, and I will cause the sword to fall out of his hand. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and put my sword in his hand, but I will break Pharaoh's arms, and he shall groan before him with the groanings of a deadly wounded man. But I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and the arms of Pharaoh shall fall down, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, when I shall put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall stretch it out upon the land of Egypt. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them among the countries, and they shall know that I am Yahweh.